And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ talking Mercer County High School boys basketball today with senior Lucas Marston as part of the Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight this week. Golden Eagles 9-7 on the season. Nice win on the road on Friday this past week over Riverdale to get to 3-1 in the conference. Lucas, we'll start just by taking a look kind of holistically at the season so far for you and your teammates. I mean, what have you made of the year as we're already into mid-January, which is pretty crazy?
I think the season's going pretty good. We've beaten a couple pretty good teams down the stretch, and I feel like we're just improving every day, and I'm excited to see how the future goes.
So I really like to get the chance to talk with kids who, you know, accept their roles on teams, and you're one of those kids who, you know, isn't like a primary scorer on the roster that you have, but I think you really flourish in the role that you do play. So just speak about, one, you know, accepting a role like that on the team, and then two, how you're able to really kind of excel and what you specifically do to help your team win games.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm not much of a scorer, so, and I think everybody on the team knows that, and I play my role. I play defense, rebound, and my body type definitely does help that. Now, being a bit bigger than other people, I can force people out of the paint and stuff like that, which definitely helps.
Now, with all that said, the last two games that you've played, you've made a couple of three-pointers, and I'm like, who is this kid knocking down shots from the perimeter? So what about that part of your game? I know it's not something you do, like, consistently maybe, but pretty good sign, you know, two three-pointers in. The one against Riverdale looked really good off your hand from the wing at the end of the first quarter. So just what about that?
All the players on my team have always said, like, if you're open, shoot the ball, because, like, I make it in practice a couple times, and so I know with that 6'10 kid from West Hancock, I wasn't going to be scoring in the paint. And so I got the ball and I was like, oh yeah, I'll just shoot it, I guess.
So when you look at this season for you just overall, I mean, does it feel any different with it being your senior year? I know every year goes by so fast, but I feel like when you're a senior this season, really, you just blink. And like I said off the top, it's already, you know, we're talking on January 14th already. I mean, what's the feeling like for you as, you know, you're starting to get into the final month or so of the regular season?
It's kind of crazy. I've been playing basketball since I was in third grade, and for it to finally come to an end here soon, it's definitely a crazy moment. It makes you want to play every game harder because you never know how many more you have left in the tank.
And I know for you and your teammates, it's a pretty large senior group that you've played a lot of basketball together with those kids. So what's it like being a part of that group this year?
It's amazing. We have a very good group of senior basketball players, and we've all been playing together since third grade, and even Brady McPeak joined our group pretty well also, and it's just been amazing to have those group of kids throughout high school.
So I know that there is an exciting game on the schedule on Friday night with Mercer County hosting Sherrard. If you're able to win that game, you'd be able to pull into a tie for first place in the conference, basically at the midway point of the conference season. But outside of that, I mean, I think there's always a lot of excitement when you get to play those local schools. And I don't think I've ever been to a game, no matter the sport, between like Mercer County and Sherrard, for example, where, you know, there's not a lot of excitement or not a big crowd. There should be, I would think, near capacity on both sides on Friday night. So excited to get to experience a game like that on Friday with quite a bit on the line.
Yeah, I am. Those type of schools are where it's always a rival. I mean, everybody knows it there, and it's definitely just adds to the intensity level and makes everybody play better. And so I'm pretty excited for it.
And as you look down the line, as we talked about, there's about a month, 5 or so weeks left of the regular season here in the 2025-26 boys basketball year until we get to the postseason in late February. Just some things you want to accomplish with you and your teammates, hopefully before the end of the season and you wrap up your career here in a few weeks.
I mean, we definitely want to win conference. That's an easy one. And we want to win regionals. It's been a while since a Mercer County team has done that, I feel like. And we just want to play good basketball and be the best of our capabilities.
Mercer County senior Lucas Marston joining us as part of the High School Sports Spotlight this week. Lucas, I appreciate the time, man, and good luck the rest of the season. Looking forward to Friday. Should be a fun one.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.